Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center is on alert. With immediate breaking news, severe weather alerts, traffic red alerts, from Cobb to Cherokee, Carroll to Gwinnett, Fulton to Forsyth, and all the rest. WSB.
WSB. Depend on it.
Hey, this is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to the
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome back to the show and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:07, 7 after 11. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Everybody's on board. Lochi Chuck screens the calls. Longoria, after his crazy Tejas vacation, back on the other side of the takeout window where he belongs. On this movie Monday, we were discussing the career of Matthew Broderick, who actually started a movie about a rigged election. Donald Trump has been talking about rigged election, rigged election, rigged election. There's actually a movie about a rigged election called Election, starring Matthew Broderick. So we're discussing his career, your favorite Matthew Broderick movie. And speaking of Trump, Melania Trump sat down with Anderson Cooper tonight on CNN to discuss the Billy Bush tape in 2005.
People think and talk about me like, oh, Melania, oh, poor Melania. Don't feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry for me. I can handle everything.
Love that accent.
So, sounds like Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. Longoria left the medicine at home. So in honor of Miss Melania Trump, or Mrs. Melania Trump, your favorite foreign actor or actress. Speaking of which, you found the Family Guy scene.
I cleaned it up.
Please play this.
All right, so this is good. This was on an actual Family Guy episode?
Last episode.
That's quick for them to do that.
It was very quick. I think they kind of shoehorned it in there because it was
all right.
So topical.
So this is Peter Griffin as Donald Trump?
No, this is Peter Griffin on the bus with Donald Trump and Billy Bush.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, thanks for letting me ride on the bus with you. Hey, you want to have some locker room talk?
I moved on her, actually.
Whoa, that's not a locker room talk. I meant like good play, good pass, like that kind of thing.
I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Well, as long as you didn't try to f*** her and she was single.
I did try and f*** her. She was married.
Oh, you're awesome. Hey, you ever thought of being president?
And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping.
Ah, sweet move. Was it Levitt's?
She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture.
Levitt's.
But I couldn't get there, and she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony and everything. She's totally changed her look.
Well, it is 2005. Everything's changing. Which reminds me, I have an idea for this thing called Twitter, where crazy people can bash ladies and minorities at 3 a.m.
She's your girl's hot as in the purple.
Oh, also Uber. I invented it, if you're listening to this in the future.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her.
That's the cheapest breath mint. I thought you were a billionaire.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
What, like grab them by the hand?
Grab them by the...
Oh, my.
I can do anything.
Down below. Pull the hell.
He can't open it because of his tiny hands.
It's so funny.
Oh gosh, that was fantastic.
I love Peter Griffin.
We might have to play that again before the end of the show.
Oh my.
The Tic Tac, that's like the cheapest breath mint. You're a billionaire. Well done, Seth MacFarlane. Holy smokes. Real quick on that, the best thing I've seen was, I forgot who tweeted it, but they should get credit. You know that Access Hollywood bus that they wrote in?
Yeah.
They said that Hillary Clinton should all have our campaign buses now as the Access Hollywood bus, like just driving around with Access Hollywood on the side. All right. Anyway, back to the phones. Your favorite Matthew Broderick movie and your favorite foreign actor. Tammy's in Adairsville. Tammy, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
I don't have a favorite actor, but I do have a...
Matthew Broderick movie?
No, not Matthew Broderick, but a bad campaign movie, and that would be The Campaign with Will Ferrell.
I didn't see that. What was that about?
Will Ferrell was trying to be a candidate.
Sounds fantastic. All right, we're going to watch that this weekend. The Campaign with Will Ferrell.
Okay, I got that.
Gary's in Chamblee. Gary, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Yeah, this is Bill Murray, Gary.
Hello, Bill Murray, Gary. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, it's been a long time. You talked to me in a while.
You doing okay?
I'm doing fine.
Excellent. All right, your favorite Matthew Broderick film?
No, old-timers would be Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton.
Okay.
New Time, Olivia Newton-John.
Ah, the Aussie from Down Under, Olivia Newton-John.
That's right. That's it. But come on, these Burton and Taylor, they won Academy Awards through the wazoo.
In the wazoo, even.
Yes.
In the wazoo.
They won just about everything you can win.
Any, not a Matthew Broderick fan?
Yeah, the producer was my favorite.
The producers,
when they did that movie... Even to this day, I can't. It's like something out of the Bill Murray movies.
Absolutely. I like the original better with Zero Mostel. Russ is in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
How are you, Russell?
Hey, buddy. You know, all day I knew there was something I was supposed to do, and it was driving me crazy. And now I know what it was. I forgot to vote.
Well, it's not till November 8th, buddy.
Well, they started, you know, today. I wanted to be there. I wanted to be the first one there.
Oh, I got you. All right. Well, you have time.
Yeah, I guess I can do it tomorrow.
And it's spelled, Russ, it's spelled A-R-U-M, if you want to write me in. A-R-U-M.
All right.
Someone please write me in. Can someone do that? Someone that's sick of both candidates. Just write me in.
Can I take a picture of it?
No, because... Do they let you know if you got written in?
Somewhere?
No, but they released the vote totals for the state of Georgia. So everyone, and I just want to see my name on there.
That would be fantastic.
So someone, Russ, if you don't, Russ is a politically minded dude, but if there's anyone out there that is just fed up with all these candidates, just write me in. That'd be awesome. I'd really appreciate it.
I'll write you, and I'm going to vote twice anyway.
All right, there you go. Russ, give me your favorite Matthew Broderick movie, my friend.
You know, I don't care anything about him, but I did like Godzilla. That's the kind of movies I like.
Okay, and your favorite foreign actor or actress?
I got to say, I guess, William Shatner.
Billy Shatner. Where is he from? Was he born in another country?
I think he's from somewhere else. That's why he can't be president. You know,
that's why he can't be president. Hold on. William Shatner was born. You ready for this? Montreal, Canada. How nice. About that? Look at that.
He's 85.
And he's his grandparents were Lithuanian Jews. How about that? There's a Jews nugget for you. Jews nugget. Lithuanian Jew. I didn't even know we had Jews in Lithuania.
Yeah, that's a
we're all over
time.
The place. We don't have Jews in Gainesville, Russ.
Hey, you know, there's a jewelry store here. I'll send you guys a picture called Gainesville Jewelry.
Yeah.
And a bunch of the lights are burned out, so for about a month now it says Gainesville Jew.
Oh, yeah. Send me a picture of that, buddy. And write me in for president.
I got a picture of it.
I appreciate it if you would write me in, Russ.
I will. I'll do it.
And one of your votes. You get many votes. One of the votes... Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. All right, brother, good to hear from you.
Thanks, buddy.
See you, man. Tina's in Athens. Tina, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey.
Hey, Tina.
I'm sorry, I don't have a Matthew Broderick favorite.
That's okay. Who's your favorite foreign actor or actress?
Sophia Loren. She's just, Lana, she makes me think of her a whole lot. I can't say her name. Anyway, she's my favorite.
She's classy. She's a classy lady, Sophia Loren. Absolutely.
Thank you. That's it.
All right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it, Tina.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going on vacation anymore.
No.
Steve's in Noonan. Steve, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. How you doing, man?
What's up, brother?
Not too much, man. Just delivering a load down here. Hey, I think I know what's going on with, was it Meg in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, yeah. What was she talking about?
When you're saying foreign actor, if you're not listening real close, it kind of sounds like porn actor.
Oh!
Because it caught me a couple of times. I'm like, man, that sounds like he's saying.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, I know what's going on with her. She's like...
Let me enunciate a little bit better, folks. Let me enunciate. It's your favorite foreign actor, not porn actor. That makes sense.
That's exactly what it was, because I was like, man, he caught me with that a couple of times.
All right. Apologies, Meg. No, that was me not pronunciating correctly. Your favorite foreign actor. Not...
I think you pronounce it just fine.
No, I understand. Porn, foreign. That, I mean,
we haven't gotten many calls about it. But
yeah.
I was just going to say we got one.
Well, Steve and Meg. So there you go. That's half the audience. Half
Steve
the audience.
He just wanted you to say porn. That's what it was.
Oh, Steve. All right. So not your favorite porn actor, but who's your favorite foreign actor?
Let me go with, I guess, Sean Connery.
Yes. Sean Connery. Classic.
Yeah. Yeah. He does a good job. And, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is my favorite Matthew Broderick movie.
Yeah, that's tough to beat. That movie was so good, and he was so good in it, but he has done a lot of other good stuff. Like I said at the top of the show, he doesn't choose a lot of them. He doesn't go in a lot of movies, but the ones he does do are very, very solid.
Still love Cable Guy, and everybody hates it.
Oh, I love Cable Guy. I think
it's one of the best movies.
Absolutely. Marco's in Lilburn.
We need more lemon plates.
Marco, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
Living the dream, buddy. What's cooking?
All right. You know, speaking of accents, oh, my gosh. When I went to Jamaica, to see an Asian girl tall and with that Jamaican accent, oh, my God, instant turn on.
What's tall to you, 5'3"?
So toddler section's tall. Yeah.
So you saw an Asian woman with a Jamaican accent.
Oh, yeah. You go to Jamaica? Yeah.
Really?
Chinese. They were back there. Yeah, 1800s, I think they were out there.
Wow. All right. What does your hot Asian wife think about that? Can you get her to speak in a Jamaican accent?
No.
No? All right. He's tried. You know he's tried.
A Korean accent, yeah.
Hey, favorite Matthew Broderick movie, little guy?
I like Biloxi Blues.
Yeah, very good movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Biloxi Blues yet, Chuck?
I have not.
It's you'd like it.
Oh,
it's Broderick going to I guess it was Paris Island.
It was a boot camp in Mississippi.
Oh yeah, Biloxi, Mississippi. Duh. boot camp in Biloxi, Mississippi for going into World War II.
What's it called?
Biloxi Blues. It was originally a play by Neil Simon, and then they made it into a movie. Have you seen it, Longoria?
I have not.
Very funny. Very good flick. Good
with
date flick.
Walken? Oh, excellent.
There's one great scene. Actually, you know what, Marco? I'm going to let you go now because I'm going to have Longoria find the scene in Biloxi Blues where he visits the House of Ill Repute.
Nice.
All right?
I said that in junior high once I got in trouble.
Hilarious scene where Broderick goes to a House of Ill Repute. In the meantime, Longoria is playing a movie soundtrack. At the end of the show, if you guess the soundtrack, you'll win the WSB prize back. We'll come back with more of your calls. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show.
Everybody knows my name.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Anyway, we can't find the Biloxi Blues clip online, but Matthew Broderick, he's a virgin. He goes to this House of Ill Repute in Mississippi, and the woman's name is Rowena. And he's from New York in the movie, and he puts on this fake Southern accent. And she goes, "Where are you from?" And he goes, "Texarkana." And she goes, I never could tell. Is that Texas or Arkansas? And he's like, Texas, I think. It was hilarious.
Nice.
It's a hilarious scene. I recommend the movie highly. Again, we had another call. I'm sleepy. I didn't enunciate properly. Your favorite foreign actor, not porn actor. I apologize for any confusion.
That's so funny. Then Meg really, she's like, I don't want to talk about porn.
I was like, what is she talking about?
I know, right?
Meg, and to all the listeners that thought I said your favorite porn actor. Who even knows their names?
Do you know?
I mean, Ron Jeremy. That's the only guy I know.
Jenna Jameson.
Yeah.
She was on all those other reality shows.
I'm blushing here. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Your favorite attention to their names.
And then, of course, I'm like, and in honor of Melania Trump, who's your favorite porn actor? I am so sorry. Foreign. F-O-R-N actor, not P-O-R-N actor. Anyway, apologies. Lena's in Austell. Lena, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Lena.
I'm like that other chick. I'm not too much of a Matthew Broderick fan, so the best movie he was in my opinion, was The Train Wreck, when he only had like a little small 3-second scene.
What was he in The Train Wreck? I forgot what his part was in there.
He was doing an intervention for the doctor, and because he was in love, and they're worried about him doing surgery, so they did an intervention of love. And they had a couple of other actors in there. It was kind of funny.
Okay, I do remember that scene right now. Okay.
And I want to remind you of a new movie, or not a new movie, but a movie that y'all should watch. It's called Wag the Dog. Now, that really shows the media taking, you know, and trying to alter people's minds. It has a guy, like, in the war scene, and they make everybody fear that we're all in the midst of war, so it would cover up a big government conspiracy.
Mm.
So y'all need to watch that one night.
Okay, will do.
And Keira Knightley in Pride and Prejudice. Oh, my God. I have such a girl crush on her.
She is. I'm a big fan of hers. She's, I guess, most known for the Pirates of the Caribbean. But she was. I fell in love with her in Love Actually. You remember that movie?
Yes, I do. I'm a Jane Austen fan, and she just did the part so well that, you know, that's the main reason I love her.
All right. Yeah, I'm a big Keira Knightley fan as well. Patrick's in Atlanta. Patrick, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
How you guys doing?
What up, Patty?
Not a lot. So my favorite Matthew Broderick movie is going to be War Games.
That was his second movie. It was after Max Dugan Returns, Shall We Play a Game? Great movie. Dabney Coleman was in that, too.
Yeah, it was that whole like early, mid-80s Russian Big Red Scare.
Yeah.
Play with your mind.
Cold War.
Yeah. And then foreign actors. I've got two. One's Clive Owen.
He's the best actor in my mind. He's very good, yes.
And then for hot, it's got to be Monica Bellucci.
She's pretty stunning. Is she not from these parts?
She's Italian.
Real? Well, I know she's Italian, but is she from Italy?
Yeah.
All right. I'll check that out. Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of Monica Bellucci. What did he just say before then?
I don't know. I was looking over here doing something.
It gave me an idea of something I wanted to play. I'll remember during the news. All right, we're going to come back.
Games?
Alewine is in. News, weather, and traffic. We'll come back with more of your calls. 404-872-0750. It's Movie Monday on The Mark Arum Show. Find your share.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all of Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather,
a traffic riddler,
or breaking news.
Breaking news immediately
accurate
from the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center. WSB.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is Tom Glavin, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
I say goodbye to all my sorrows, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way.
Welcome back to the show, 11:36, 24 in front of midnight. Mark Arum with you till 12. Every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Movie Monday, we're honoring Matthew Broderick, who starred in a movie called Election. That was actually about a rigged election, what Donald Trump's talking about right now. We're discussing Matthew Broderick's career, your favorite Matthew Broderick role. Melania Trump was on Anderson Cooper on CNN tonight, her first sit-down interview after the whole 2005 Billy Bush bus interview. Here's a little bit of Mrs. Trump had to say to Anderson Cooper.
People think and talk about me like, oh, Melania, oh, poor Melania. Don't feel sorry for me. Don't feel sorry for me. I can handle everything.
I think we need a hot button that says, don't feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
Her saying that. Make that happen. In honor of Mrs. Trump, your favorite foreign actor. Foreign actor. So very simple on this Movie Monday. Your favorite Matthew Broderick movie and your favorite foreign actor or actress. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Miguel's in Atlanta. Miguel, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Miguel,
turn your radio down and we'll get back to you. But that gives us an opportunity for the Johnny Kielbasa Football Minute. Every Monday, Johnny Kielbasa joins us to recap the weekend that was in the world of pigskin. How you doing, Johnny?
Blue 42 set hut, Mark. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm excellent, man. All right, up and down week for the locals here in football. You ready for the Johnny Kielbasa Football Minute?
Give me some of that 10-yard fight. Week 7, somewhere in the doldrums of the bye weeks, your Georgia State Panthers almost pulled one out, but the Troy Trojans used protection and pulled out and pulled away to win. The Ramblin' Bees of Atlantic Station finally got some on their own sides to pick on and stole the win from Georgia Southern Fried. Drew Brees went berserk on the NFC champion Panthers, so much so that Cam Newton whimpered and cried and left the post-game conference early. Next question, your Magic City Falcons got squeaked by the Seattle Seahawks. Too bad my fantasy quarterback Russell Wilson has zero touchdowns. Atlanta's in the north part of the AFC South right now. Georgia, no peace I find. Just a homecoming choke job to Vandy keeps Georgia on my mind. Colin Kaepernick got off his knees and into the game just in time to get stampeded by the Buffalo Bulls. Thanks for playing, Rocky Top. The dream's over. Roll Tide spanked the Orange right off the Bulls. We won't be seeing them back in the top 10 anytime soon. And between football plays and pharmaceutical commercials, the Sons of the Cuyahoga are well on their way to sweeping Dudley Do-Right all the way back into hockey season in Canada. And there's still being football being finished up right now. The House of Cards beating Benny and the Jets on Monday Night Football.
Johnny Kielbasa and the Football Minute. So, fantasy football, I lost one game by 3 points and one game by 1 point here tonight. It all rested on Monday Night Football, and I lost both of them. Very upset about
that,
Johnny.
That's what you get for having Ryan Fitzpatrick on your team.
I did not start him. So, yeah, I've learned my lesson. Did you hear the Family Guy, Peter Griffin, on the Bush-Trump bus?
I didn't. I missed it. You
all
got
right.
it?
Oh, you have to hear this. It's worth playing again, right, guys?
So oh, yeah, definitely.
100%, yes.
10 days ago, this Billy Bush audio came out, and Family Guy was able to turn it around and put it in their episode. This is Peter Griffin in 2005 on the Bush with Trump and on the bus with Trump and Billy Bush.
Hey, thanks for letting me ride on the bus with you. Hey, you want to have some locker room talk?
I'm moving on her, actually.
Whoa, that's not a locker room talk. I meant like good play, good pass, like that kind of thing.
I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Well, as long as you didn't try to f*** her and she was single.
I did try and f***. She was married.
Oh, you're awesome. Hey, you ever thought of being president?
And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping.
Ah, sweet move. Was it Levitt's?
She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture.
Levitt's.
But I couldn't get there, and she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony and everything. She's totally changed her look.
Well, it is 2005. Everything's changing. Which reminds me, I have an idea for this thing called Twitter, where crazy people can bash ladies and minorities at 3 a.m.
She's your girl's hot as in the purple.
Oh, also Uber. I invented it, if you're listening to this in the future.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her.
That's the cheapest breath mint. I thought you were a billionaire.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. Oh, I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
What, like grab them by the hand?
Grab them by the
oh, my.
I can do anything.
Down below. Pull the hell.
He can't open it because of his tiny hands.
That's what's going to be like on the Mark Arum tour bus of the former fast food joints of
The Howell Mill bus tour.
Yeah,
the Howell Mill bus tour. It'll be just like that. A lot of locker room talk on the Howell Mill bus tour. All right, Johnny, tomorrow night, fast food review. You're not going to have time to review this, but I might do this tomorrow. I went to Willie's on Howell Mill, speaking of the fast food Howell Mill tour, and they have, you ready for this, Longoria?
Yeah.
Tell me if this insults your Mexicanity.
Okay.
They have a pimento cheese chicken quesadilla.
Yeah, you're already... No.
No?
No.
Good.
No.
Do you want to try it tomorrow?
No. I don't like pimento cheese.
Oh,
I love pimento cheese.
Chuck, do you want to try it tomorrow? Pimento cheese chicken quesadilla from Willie's.
More than I want to breathe.
That's a blasphemy.
The girl behind the counter, I saw it after I ordered, so it was too late. I was like, how is that thing? She's like, it's amazing. Speaking of amazing, apparently at one of the best ofs last week, we were talking about the Quick Trip breakfast pizza.
Okay.
Quick Trip reached out to me. They want to bring us in some breakfast pizzas to try on the air.
Okay, so, cool.
You down with that, though, Longoria?
I'm down with that. All right, yeah, that's good.
All right, so I'll bring in the pimento chicken quesadilla from Willie's tomorrow for us to try, Johnny. All don't have to review it. I'll just bring it in for the fellas.
Sounds good.
All right.
And, I'll eat some saltine crackers and drink some water.
Fantastic.
You fasting, too?
Check out his podcast on johnnykilbasa.com and follow him on Twitter at johnnykilbasa. Fast food review tomorrow. Have a restful Monday night, my friend.
You too, guys. Touchdown.
I got to come up with a smooth way to end that segment.
So me and Charlie were talking about your fasting.
Yeah.
Do you eat a really, like, is your meal right before you fast, like, really good? Or is the one afterwards the really good meal?
They're both really good.
No, I mean, well, we were wondering,
like you know,
because you texted us that picture of the gefilte fish,
and I was like, that's the last meal he ate. Like that is his last. That like that is. What if he died 24 hours later? That's what he ate.
So here's what you do. So this is. I was off last week for Yom Kippur, which is the Jewish Day of Atonement, where I fast from sundown to sundown.
Right.
So the last meal before sundown. I was in Connecticut. We went to a my favorite Italian restaurant in town, Anthony's. So I had a chicken parmesan dinner with spaghetti and a salad and all that stuff.
Okay.
That was my last meal before the sun went down. Then when sun set the next day after we'd been in synagogue all day praying, my mom made homemade matzo ball soup. And it's not tradition to have gefilte fish, but we had it there. I was like, oh, I got to take this. Let's take a picture of these guys. So, so there's, I mean, you're supposed to have, a good meal before and after.
Oh, okay.
You obviously didn't want the gefilte fish.
No.
There.
It looked
he
like,
was horrified.
Yeah, it looked like it. Brains. I told him, I was like, did he eat brains?
It's delicious.
Yeah, I know.
Delicious. We got to revisit that again.
Yeah.
Have you try other Jewish foods.
Yeah.
All right. Miguel's back on the air. Hey, Miguel, how are you, buddy?
How you doing, Mark Harris?
Excellent. What's going on?
Not much. I'm stuck in traffic here on 285.
Oh, no.
I listened to the show. I want to say my favorite Matthew Broderick film. I'm a little young, but I think it's Godzilla, I would say.
Okay.
That was a pretty cool movie, I thought, as far as the acting and everything and the graphics of it.
And your favorite foreign actor?
I would say Penelope Cruz.
You know, she's a fine actress. She never did anything for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she played on me. All her characters are pretty on point, I would say.
No, she's a great actress. I'm just saying, physically, like people fall all over for her, and I'm like,
Oh, that's true. Well, I guess falling over for someone, I would have to say Selma Hayek.
Yes,
she definitely has a.
She is my.
She definitely has
her. So I follow her on Instagram, and her husband looks like he's 85 years old.
Yeah, no, I've noticed that.
What's she doing there? What's going on there?
I don't know. She's trying to kill him, maybe.
She's like the most beautiful woman in the world. And she's
being old, man.
She looks. You ever see? Speaking of Family Guy, the old guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who talks with a whistle?
Hey there,
hey, Chris.
Hey, her husband looks like that guy. What's going on there?
He must have money.
What does it say in the newsletter about Salma Hayek? The Mexican newsletter. What's, yeah, is there any no deal?
No.
All right. Appreciate the call, Miguel. Thank you, buddy. Pat's incoming. Pat, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark.
What up, Pat?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Excellent, buddy. What's going on?
Ah, nothing much. Oh, just for the record, I thought you said porn, too, when I...
Unbelievable. I am so sorry.
I had just turned on my car getting out of the airport.
Yeah, okay. Foreign actor.
They're like, wow.
Yeah, no, I got it, man. Let's go with Broderick. I'm going predictably classic Ferris Bueller.
Okay.
And foreign actor, this is hands down, nobody beats this guy. Comedic genius, Peter Sellers.
Yeah, he died at 54. I mean, we got robbed of a good 20 years of what Peter Sellers could have done after that.
A lot of those guys that are so talented just go early.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to be here for a long time.
Yeah, because we're not talented. Nope. We'll be here for 40 years.
Congratulations, it's a good trade.
I appreciate it, Pat. Thanks, buddy. Meat Man, recovering from open heart surgery, joins us on the program. Hey, Meat Man, how you doing?
We're getting there. I had a valve and an aorta replaced a couple days ago.
What was the cause of this? Because your name is Meat Man and you eat too much meat?
No, they found it. I've had it since birth.
Oh, no kidding. So how's your daughter taking this?
She misses me because she can't come into the cardiac wing, but next day or two I should get stepped down.
Yeah, and what's your long-term prognosis?
Get it done now and not have any risk later.
And you're a young dude, right? How old are you?
45.
Yeah, 45, cardiac surgery. And it's not dietary, it's genetic, you're saying?
Correct.
Wow, all right. Well,
just surgery, birth defect. But,
so you're in ICU or just in the cardiac wing?
Critical care unit, so yeah, essentially a cardiac ICU.
And that no restrictions on not listening to the Mark Arum Show or making phone calls, apparently. You can.
No, I got my phone. I'm listening now. I got nothing else going on this time of night.
What's the television situation there? You able to watch TV, movies, and stuff like that?
Yeah, they got it ain't Comcast. It's I think somebody called Spectrum, and it's got the primary channels, but right. Nothing major.
What about food? What are they feeding you there? What's your typical meal?
Hospital food, man. You know it sucks.
But not it's like you're not on a soft diet or a liquid diet or anything like that.
No, gefilte fish.
He didn't get his teeth taken out.
Well, I don't know. That's heart surgery. I would imagine there's restrictions on you can't have a BLT after it or anything.
Yeah.
I don't think they have
can
BLTs
I,
in the
can
hospital.
Will they allow outside food in there?
If it gets snuck in, yeah, but I expect to be home in the next 2 days.
All right, because I was going to send you some pizzas or something tomorrow, but
I was going to ask you about that. I think I've got a lead on your movie soundtrack for the week.
Okay, hang on. Let's see if there's any more calls. I'll put you in the queue, though, and right. We'll give you the first crack at it. If Meat Man does not guess this movie soundtrack, which, by the way, I guessed on the first song. I nailed it. Now's your chance to guess the movie soundtrack. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter at Mark Arum. One segment to go. It's Movie Monday on the Mark Arum Show.
Don't be taken in by his welcome grin.
He's imagining how well you'd fit within his skin.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Final segment of Movie Monday, guessing the movie soundtrack. Meat Man gets first crack at it, but before you guess, Meat Man, the prize pack or movie tickets for next Tuesday, are you going to be able to use those, or do you want to save, because you can only win once every 90 days on WSB. You want to save this for another prize when you're feeling better?
I don't know. What's the movie?
Tom Hanks' new movie, Inferno.
Yeah, I guess somebody else take a shot at that one.
All right, don't give the answer yet, because Chuck said you gave it to him, and it was correct. So
cool.
Hang on the line, buddy. Who is the next guesser, Chuck, on the movie guess?
Melissa.
Melissa in Flowery Branch. Melissa, what was the movie soundtrack we were playing tonight?
Okay, shucks. What's the time on Tuesday? Because I actually have grad school at night.
7 p.m.
Yeah, I've got class.
Not gonna do it. Okay, hang on. I'm gonna keep you on hold. Alex in Duluth. Alex, you have plans next Tuesday, my friend.
I actually do. So, this is not gonna work out for me.
Wow. All right. Hang on, Alex. I'm gonna put you on. I'm gonna put Melissa on, and I'm gonna put Meat Man on. On the count of three, guys. You guys, I'll just say the name of the movie. You ready? One, two, three.
You've got mail.
Is the correct. You guys all did well. Melissa, what's your grad school? What are you going for?
I'm getting my MBA at Georgia Tech.
Master's, yeah. Duh.
Yeah. I'm
sorry.
All right. Well, so you go from Flowery Branch to Tech?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Bless your heart, as they say. Yeah. Alex, what are your plans next Tuesday that you can't use the movie tickets?
I've just got work next Tuesday night, and I know I won't be able to get off.
All right. What do you do for work?
I work at a telecommunications company. We make cameras for police officers.
Oh, very cool. Sounds fancy. And Meat Man, hopefully you'll be out of the hospital by next Tuesday.
Yeah, hoping so. Take a couple weeks off and get back into the car biz. And
yeah, real quick, if folks want to buy a car, Meat Man, where can they find you?
Rick Case Hyundai up in Roswell.
All right. So when Meat Man gets out of ICU and you need a Hyundai, Melissa, you need a high mileage vehicle for that trip from Flyer Branch to Midtown. So go see Meat Man at Rick Case Hyundai. Okay.
Oh, I'm a mini junkie. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I'm thinking about getting a mini Clubman. What do you think about that?
What?
Yeah.
No. Countryman, maybe.
Countryman. That's what I meant. All right. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Alex, I appreciate it. Meat Man, I appreciate it. The other guy, I appreciate it. Bill, do you want to go to the movies on Tuesday?
I can't. I'm sorry.
Bless. All right. Let's do star of the show. Son of a gun.
Now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I'm going to give the Star of the Show in the form of an apology to Meg in Pennsylvania. Meg, you are Star of the Show. I said foreign actor, not porn actor. I forgive. Please forgive me, but Meg is Star of the Show. If you want these tickets, I have four tickets to see an advanced screening of Tom Hanks' new movie Inferno Tuesday, October 25th, 7 p.m. at the Regal Atlantic Station. Seventh caller to 404-741-0750 will get the tickets. Seventh caller to 404-741-0750. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, and Instagram Mark Arum. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.